Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. We're going to head on out to Lacapral Valley High School today because there's a huge event going on, a yearly event. Brandon Ramo from Minnesota River Valley Education District, otherwise known as MRVED, joins us on the phone. Brandon, how's things going out there today?
Going really good today. We have about 550 teachers out here, despite the cold. I mean, it is a little cold and the wind's picking up a little bit, but we're all inside and warm, and everybody's kind of collaborating out here and having a good time.
I know there is no school today, but there's, like you said, 560 teachers from the area gathering at Lacapral Valley today. Why don't you tell us what the reason is?
Yeah, so the day is basically a day of professional development, so learning for our teachers, also able to collaborate, like the science teachers can get together from 9 area school districts and kind of, you know, talk about what's working, not working in the classroom, just sharing resources. We have different people from all the way from the Minnesota State High School League coming out. He's talking about creating a program for referees in the high schools to try to, you know, build our own referees out here. And we got some people from Minnesota Department of Ed, a couple teachers from Bloomington area schools, and then not to mention just some of our own local teachers that are willing to present and share their expertise and any different topic, like I said, pertaining to reading and math and a lot of different things.
So there, how many sessions are there today at Lacapral Valley?
So we'll run 4 one-hour sessions, and we offer about 30 things per hour. So, you know, doing the math, that's about 120 sessions to choose from throughout the day. And it is the largest education conference in this part of the state for sure. And it rivals even probably some of the ones that you see in the cities and things on size. So could be one of the biggest ones in the state of Minnesota, to be honest with you.
Well, I would gather most of the classrooms are full then at Lacapral Valley, huh? In the theater?
Yeah, we utilize pretty much every nook and cranny and space that we can. And, you know, I meet with Dave Raddatz out here, the tech guy, and we put each session into rooms. And, you know, we'll use 30 plus rooms per hour. And, you know, seeing 600 teachers walk around, and, you know, like I said, it's cold, and but once you get inside here, it's nice to, I think the teachers enjoy seeing other teachers from other districts and that opportunity just to share ideas or just say hi.
Yeah, I'm sure that they learn from each other. That's the goal, right?
Yeah, you know, and we talk, you know, I go to the coaches' clinics, you know, baseball, basketball coaches' clinics, and, you know, the sessions are good, but I always say, you know, you almost learn the most in between sessions when you get a chance to, you know, visit with other people or people that you don't see very often, and just, you know, ask, you know, what's working, what's not working type of thing. So, you know, that's kind of the unintended consequence of the day is listening, because we'll go out here at lunch, we'll be in the commons area, and we'll have 600 teachers out here. You know, they all don't sit by their own, you know, fourth grade team from Montevideo. They sit kind of intermingled between districts, so that's kind of cool to see.
Good. Yeah, so I know you mentioned some of the sessions. Let's talk a little bit more about maybe just talk about a session where the presenter came from. You had a few presenters that came from a long ways, huh?
Yeah, I got a couple. I just happened to be listening to NPR one day, and they're interviewing two teachers from Bloomington about using technology in the classroom. And, you know, AI is the big buzzword right now, and how to use AI in the classroom. And so I got their names from NPR, and I just reached out to them, and they said, yeah, we'd love to come out there. So they made the trip from Bloomington and talk about AI in the classroom and different types of technologies. Got a former coach from Montevideo, Denny Smith, now lives in St. Cloud, and he does some consulting work and motivational speaking. And he's actually come out and watched us play basketball a few times and actually becoming a close friend of mine now, and actually was a roommate of Dick Newman. So he's got ties to the area as well.
What does he present on, do you know?
So he does one on diversity, so embracing diversity, he calls it. So you have, in the state of Minnesota, teachers need to meet certain areas, and diversity and training is one of them, where every 5 years a teacher needs to be trained on that. So we brought him out, and he's meets that relicensure area. He's also just got a motivational one on teachers make a difference, and then he's also, his last one of the day is on coaches make a difference. He's written a few books, and he brought them to us last week. He came out to Monty and watched us play basketball and handed me his books. And I said, Denny, you got to at least sign them. And he signed the books for me. And like I said, he coached basketball in like the 70s in Monty, like mid-70s. So kind of just a neat connection, you know, that you make over kind of happenstance, and here he is presenting to 550 teachers.
Mm-hmm. I know you have law enforcement doing some presentations as well. I'm sure, you know, the English teachers, the math teachers, the science teachers, they always look for good presentations to go to, huh?
Yeah, and so, yeah, we got Department of Homeland Security out here this year, and then they're doing a session on human trafficking and just some of the warning signs and things to look for as our teachers are on the front lines usually, and, you know, can see some of those things. And we've about every other year, I get the Drug and Gang Task Force from Wilmer. They come out and talk about drug trends and different things like that. And, you know, it's just an awareness, and you know, it's not necessarily the teachers learning new techniques for the classroom, but they're learning what's out there and kind of how do we keep our kids safe and things like that too. So,
okay. Well, 560 educators are at Lac Qui Parle Valley High School today. Tell us a little bit about MERVAD. You guys put this together. It takes a lot of organization to put something like this together, doesn't it?
Yeah, so we're the MERVAD, Minnesota River Valley Ed District. We're a consortium of 9 school districts, kind of ranging from Ortonville down to Mineota, to Monty, up to Benson, and pretty much everything in between. And basically, kind of our goal is, what can we do for our districts together that they couldn't do on their own? And so something like this is, a district like Montevideo or Lac Qui Parle can never send their whole staff to something like this in the cities, because it would just be cost prohibitive. But, you know, if we do it right here, we can keep those costs down and bring high-quality people out here. And so that's kind of our goal, is how do we collaborate together? Resources are thin out here at times, and so we have to work together in order to make things work.
All right. Well, why every year? Why do you pick Lac Qui Parle Valley High School?
So when I saw this would be my 15th melt. My first couple years we went to Yellow Medicine East. We've done it in Dawson, and then we did it out here probably 12 years ago. And it's all on one level. To be honest, there really is no place to go eat. So we kind of have a captive audience where people can't run off and go to different things, and so they stay here and rotate through. And like I said, everything on one level, being handicap accessible. Fairly easy to get around once you get to know the layout and things like that. So that's why it's out here. And also helps to, I'm a graduate, so got to advocate for the hometown a little bit too.
All right, a graduate of Lac Qui Parle Valley. What year was that again, Brandon?
2002, but like I said, I also coach in Montevideo, so I only got to advocate and shout out a little, not too much.
All right, thanks for letting us know what's happening at Lac Qui Parle Valley today.
Yeah, appreciate the time, and yep. Appreciate all the people that have allow us to put this on, and the staff at Lac Qui Parle has been really good. Dan and Tuckett has been in the kitchen cooking breakfast for us this morning, and yep. He was here at 4 in the morning or whatever, so it's been really great.
Tell Dan to save something for lunch for me then.
Well, we cater in for lunch, but he was cooking breakfast this morning.
So. All right, now your staff too. Talk about your staff quick.
Yeah, so our staff is actually fairly small. There's basically a staff of 3, 3.5. So we have a director, Dan Hovland, and then myself as the assistant director. Our administrative assistant is actually my wife, Katie, so it's kind of a family affair. And then we have a couple other administrative assistants that work in other programs that not necessarily are the MERVED, but the Alternative Learning Center. They come out and help us put it on. So basically there's, Katie and I do the bulk of the work, and then we get some help from a few others the day of.
All right. Well, that says a lot about teachers and educators in our Q92 listening area. When it's 33 below zero, they still get out and want to learn. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm sure they won't be, it'll show on the evals a little bit. Maybe they're not so happy about it, but they're out here and they're warm now and they're smiling. So.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. Brandon Ramo, the assistant director of MERVED, talking about MELT conference going on at Lac Qui Parle Valley High School today.